All right, we're starting Siman Reish Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama to the Siman to tell us what's going to happen. So the Gemara in Brachos says that if you have different types of fruit in front of you, Rabbi Yehuda says that if there is one from the Shiva Minim, so then that one comes first. And the Chachamim say that you can choose whichever fruit you like. And the Gemara quotes Ula, who says that the Mitzvah Machlokas is only talking about when they are of the same bracha, the fruits of the same bracha, like an apple and an orange and an olive, where they're all ha'eitz. But if they are not the same bracha, like if you have a radish and an olive, so then everyone agrees that you can make a bracha on this one and then make a bracha on that one. And there's a machlokas on the poskim what ula means. One opinion says that ula means that when their bracha is not the same, then you can pick whichever one you want. And another opinion says that when their bracha is not the same, you do the chaviv one, and you don't need to do the one which is the shiva minim. And within the machlokas chacham Rabbi Yehuda, there's also machlokas hadapaskin. So that's really the introduction to the siman. We're going to see those four different possibilities. So the Mishnah Berurah also tells us that there's going to be machlokas as to what chaviv means. Is it what you like right now, or what you like in general? So now we'll start the siman. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayulafanav mine peiros harbe." If you have a bunch of fruits in front of you, imbrichosehem shavos v'yesh b'neim imin shiva. If their brachas are the same, you have an apple and an olive. So the olive is from the shiva minim. Makdim min shiva afa bishenu chaviv kmo hamin ha'acher. So the Machaber says that you make the bracha on the one which is from the Zion Minim, so you make a bracha on the Aleph. But if there is no one from the Shiva Minim in front of you, then Maktim Hachaviv, then you should do the one that you like the most. So if you have an apple and an orange in front of you, and you like apples more, so make a bracha on the apple. V'im ein brachosehen shavos, if their brachas are not the same, afilu yesh behen mimin shiva, even if one of the fruits is from the Shiva Minim, such as an olive, kagon snon v'zayis, ezem ehem sheyirtza yaktam filo eno chaviv, you could pick whichever one you want, even if it's not the one that you like. Some say, even in that situation, when the brachos aren't the same, you should still pick the one that is chaviv to you. So again, when the brachos are the same, so we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that min shiva, the one of the Zayin Minim, beats the one which is chaviv. And when the brachos aren't the same, so then we have the two opinions. One opinion says that you could pick whichever one you want to make, and the other opinion says that you choose the chaviv one, but you definitely don't need to do the one which is the Zayin Minim. The Machaber says, what is called chaviv? The Nikra chaviv, haminsha ragalios chaviv alav afilu imata chaviv min hasheni. The one which you generally like, not the one which you like right now. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks we should paskin like this second opinion. The second opinion, which says that when you're faced with things which are different brachas, so you have a radish and an olive, so then you should do the one which is chaviv to you. So if you want to eat the radish, so you should pick the radish. That is how the Machaber paskins. If you made a bracha on the thing which is chaviv to you right now, even though it's not the thing which is chaviv to you in general, so then you're fine also. So again, if it's mazonos versus fruit, so we know mazonos comes first. And if it's a fruit versus a shahakal, we know the fruit comes first. The only thing that we're discussing here is a bori priha eitz and a bori priha dama. So if they're both bori priha eitz, you do the one from the shiva minim first. If one is bori priha eitz and one is bori priha dama, so then you do which is the chavit first. So the order is Hamotzi, Mizonos, Shiva Minim, Chaviv, Shehakol. That's basically the order, and we'll see more as we go.